According to the latest report, a leg was seen protruding from a dense bank of snow near Ganyan Peak just as dusk fell on Wednesday. Unable to start an excavation, search crews took photographs of the site and plan to return at daybreak Thursday. A second climber remains missing and is presumed dead, possibly attached to the first body by a rope. Paul Feld of Pulaski, Wisconsin, is Christine Boscoff's brother.
Personally, I know that it probably is them, but my mom's still holding out, you know. We'll just wait and see. She knew the risks, and she lived for it. You know, that's what she loved to do.
Feld says if the body is that of his sister, it suggests that she fell prey to an avalanche and not foul play, as suggested by a British newspaper. Meanwhile, Boscoff's company, Seattle-based Mountain Madness, is still receiving donations to help support the search effort for her and companion Charlie Fowler. Board Director David Jones says both climbers were world-class athletes who knew what they were getting into.
They clearly understood that their pursuit is a risky one and the risks inherent in climbing in areas like this. Most of these peaks in the Ganyan Massif are unclimbed, and so they were out on the edge of the map. They did it, though, loving what it was that they do and with people that they love and respect.
Boscoff has scaled Mount Everest twice, and she and Fowler were vacationing by climbing unscaled peaks in China. Concerns rose when the pair failed to return to the U.S. on December 4th. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.